Marriage equality is once again in the crosshairs of the far right. It actually never left. This is TFG Unbuttoned.
It's the Focus Group Unbuttoned with Tim Bennett and John Nash, an off-the-cuff take on politics, pop culture, and current events.
Welcome to TFG Unbuttoned. John Nash here with my good friend and co-host Tim Bennett. Our show drops on Tuesdays, and keep an eye out for the Focus Group on Wednesdays. It drops in video form if you want to watch it on YouTube or Facebook Live at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And of course, it shows up in your audio feed of choice along with TFG Unbuttoned. And all of this information is available at focusgroupradio.com, including the logo of our partner here, Critics' Choice Video, America's classic movie and TV authority since 1987. We'll be visiting with them a little bit later in the podcast. Welcome to the week, Mr. Bennett, and we have chalked off one of the last big award shows of the, I guess it's the first quarter of the every new year. We have the Emmys, the Grammys. Did we have the Tonys yet?
I don't know. I never watched the Tonys.
I stopped paying attention to all of it, right?
Yeah. Did you watch the Oscars the other night?
I watched, if you want to call doing work, collecting stuff for taxes and a bunch of other things, watching it. I mean, it's what I say all every year. I notice when a speech is short and sweet and to the point. Thank you, my team. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. Thank you to the Academy. I'm so thrilled. Yeah. And then off the stage. But then when they start choking up, or they're so overwhelmed by where they are, or whatever. And I do get it, but it's, you know, I thought Conan O'Brien did a good job, though. I liked him as host.
I thought so too. I thought the opening was creepy. That was he coming out of somebody's belly?
it was kind of weird, right?
It must have been a movie I missed. I thought it was they seemed to give an awful lot of time to Wicked, which did not perform as well as I think people had thought, right? It had been nominated for a number of awards. And it was funny because I was watching some pundits and I saw some things online. And on Sunday, so the broadcast was on Sunday night, but on Sunday during the day, all of a sudden this Anora popped up.
Yeah.
And everybody kept talking about Anora. And I'll be honest, it was not on my radar. And so I was surprised when it got Best Actress and Best Picture.
You know, Anora, it was put on my radar by one of my instructors at the gym, my friend John, who's a huge TV and movie fan. And one day he sees me after this Tabata class and he's like, "Have you seen Anora?" Because we always catch up on shows and stuff like that. And I said, "No." And I said, "What's it about?" So he tells me the plot and he said, "It's my favorite movie of the year." He goes, you got to see it. I think you'll love it. So I downloaded it and I haven't watched it yet. And now I know what's going on, and I'm really pleased it won. The thing that movie surprises, and Bob and I were just, we keep smiling at this. It was made for a budget of $6 million. And in Hollywood nowadays, the number $6 million is like, you can't even, you know, turn a camera.
I want to cover craft services.
Exactly.
The milkshakes and the bacon sandwiches in the morning. No.
Yeah, so that I like that, and I love, and I'm glad the actress is like one of her. She's a young upcoming actress, and so I like those kind of stories. The underdog, great story, well made, inexpensive, and it proves that you don't need to spend $125 million unless you're putting it all in special effects or something.
Yeah, I'm with you on the speeches. I thought Adrian Brody, you know, went on and on. I loved, and I forget who it was, but somebody. Number of years ago, I guess, or one of the award shows, somebody got up and she just simply said, "I want to thank anybody who had anything to do with me being here today."
Yeah.
Tonight.
Now that's a good speech. I like
that. I want to thank anyone who had anything to do with me being here tonight, and congratulates the other nominees, and then you go off. But yeah, no one needs to hear about Aunt Sis and, you know, Uncle Bud and, you know, my teacher in third grade encouraged me. Yeah, okay. So, what was it, Kathy?
Know,
Kathy Griffin at the time when she said, I don't suck at Jesus. You had nothing to do with this. I did it myself. Everybody got mad at her.
You know, I one of my favorite speeches of all time might have been Michael Caine. And I think I should look this on for this on YouTube. I think it was him winning the award for the best supporting actor in the Cider House Rules in 2000. And he basically got up and individually thanked each other nominee in the category of best supporting actor and said that he was an amazing company. He thanked the Academy. He thanked the audience. And he thanked everybody at home who goes to movies and allows him to be part of this incredible storytelling adventure. And then he leaves the stage. It was like, it was the most wonderful, like, thank you. And I thought, so Sir Michael Caine, so
right.
Humble, restrained, and intelligent and thoughtful. And it's like, he did the job. It's an award show. Thank you.
Right.
I'm gracious. I'm blessed. Right. And then off.
Yeah. And I thought the most sincere, and of course I forget his name as we're talking, was the black guy who won for set, for costume.
No, costume design for Wicked.
For Wicked, and he was very sincere, and you could tell it was really, he was overwhelmed by the win, and having been the first African-American male
for
to
the
win
costume
award.
Design category. Yeah.
Right.
But then at the very, he goes, this is everything. And like, yeah. Because of the way he presented it and the way he spoke and his passion, you knew that this really meant a great deal to him.
Yeah, that was sincere, and it was a real moment. So I did appreciate that. But you know, I thought the show went, I always say this all the time, you could do that show in about a half hour.
Well,
did you like the animated categories? Well, Flow seemed to be the...
Well, Flow is a beautiful movie, and I did watch it, and I really enjoyed it a great deal. There's no dialogue. It's all sound and music, and the animals behave like animals. They're not been turned into people, or they don't act like people. And it was really just a charming story. Bob and I were puzzled by some of the things in Flow, but we didn't really worry about it too much because it just moved and it was nice. I think it deserved it, frankly, because I've seen most of the movies in the animated film category, and I thought
I figured you would have liked that robot one.
Oh, The Wild Robot's a beautiful movie too. It's terrific. But I'll say this about some of these animated films. When Pixar started doing Toy Story, Bug's Life, my favorites, like the original stuff, I loved them. I thought they were great. But there is a formula that gets followed by Disney, and Moana, you know, the songs, the whole bit.
Right.
And I'm growing tired of the formula when it comes to animated features. I mean, an adult could watch an animated movie and not, you know, and Flow breaks that tradition. I mean, you fall in love with these animals that are all put together after a massive flood, and they're saved in a little boat that they're in. So it didn't have that formulaic thing. You know, it wasn't the character design even was different because they were looking like animals. So I just like when that kind of film breaks the mold and moves forward.
So the Academy got it right this year, John, in your opinion.
Yes, it did. It did. And okay. The Wild Robot's a beautiful film. There's no doubt about it. And but there are elements of it that you're like, oh, I know what's going to happen next. And
yeah,
I was really dismayed. I'm glad they did it. They did a small tribute to him because it happened so quickly, it was so fresh before the Academy Awards. The passing of Gene Hackman. It's such a strange mystery. He apparently was laying dead in his home for about 10 days, according to his pacemaker. His wife was found nearby, their dog, their German Shepherd. It's not carbon monoxide. What's going on?
Are running outside and they were okay.
Yeah.
Something's up.
Yeah. It's Gene Hackman is one of my favorite character actors of all time. He's up there with Sir Michael Caine. There's a couple others. And it was just so heartbreaking to see. But 95 years old, he had a good life. But he was old, and I guess we'll see what happens. They were very private, and the police out there are saying that because of how private they were, no security cameras, it's going to take them a while to piece things together and to put together a cohesive theory on what might have occurred.
Right. Yeah, the only one I know moving around still at 96 is Marilyn May, who we had on the show, the cabaret extraordinaire, but she's still going. But 95 is a good run. So
it's fantastic. It's a fantastic run. And to be in good health, I think he was in good health, mind. All right, so let's move along here to the show this week, friends. We have a couple stories for you, as usual.
Do we have to? We're just chatting.
Let's just talk Oscars. by the way, one last thing about Flow. They used a software called Blender. It's a 3D animation software that's open source and free. I love it because I learned how to do animation on something called Autodesk Maya. It's very expensive. for a hobbyist to know that you can use something that's free off the internet and create a motion picture that wins an Academy Award, I say go for it.
I always laugh when I see the animation because it'll be like a 3-second clip. You'll be like, that took 4 days. Yeah.
That's right. It's actually right. It takes forever to animate. Yeah. All right, friends. Our first story comes to us from The Advocate and from the state of Michigan. A Republican lawmaker in the state house there has introduced a resolution asking SCOTUS to overturn marriage equality. The rep's name is Representative Josh Shriver. And this past Tuesday, he introduced the measure. It's sort of a gesture because it can't go anywhere in the sense that and for the Supreme Court to overturn something, a case actually has to be brought before them. And as of the moment, I don't believe there are any cases that have the potential to do this or that touches upon this. But it's performative. It's a gesture. It follows, I think, the state of Idaho did this as well. Theirs passed the House and is going to the Senate. And interestingly, on the Idaho front, after the House passed it, one of their a gay representative in the House there in the other state, Idaho, spoke passionately about how hurt he was by this. And many people who voted for it wanted to change their vote, but it was too late. It's off to the Senate. So
yeah,
this guy Shriver, who put this in front of the state assembly, he wants to make gay marriage legal again. He claims it's not even remotely controversial. I disagree with him. And he thinks it's a perverted Supreme Court ruling. And asserting that America in 2124 doesn't have to be as dysfunctional as America in 2024. By the way, the vast majority of Americans, over 69%, believe that same-sex couples should legally be allowed to marry. Did you like the fact that he's kind of, you know, that next paragraph talks about his like, other scandals?
Well, yeah, he had they said that the introduction of the resolution comes in the midst of a racism scandal that caused him to lose staff members as well as a committee assignment. So they said he had a picture of a map of the world with black people greatly outnumbering white people with the phrase next to it, the Great Replacement, and which, of course, is a debunked white supremacist conspiracy theory. So, yeah, you know, he's the typical of one of these young, I don't want to say, you know, he looks like he could be a log cabin Republican. But
yeah, there was that baby face. Yeah, he does look like he could be in the trial.
Thou who protests too much. Isn't that what they say?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the Dakotas, the 1,500 people in the Dakotas voted as well. So we'll see how it goes. The one thing that I looked it up, and I should know better, and you may know more than me about this, is that even if it was overturned by the Supreme Court, marriage equality, that the Respect for Marriage Act that Biden had signed in 2022 will still protect it nationally. And I went and I read up on it. I have to tell you, it was a lot of legalese. I was a little confused, but essentially the Respect for Marriage Act was signed by Joe Biden in 2022. Senator Baldwin worked on it with him, and they're convinced that even if the Supreme Court goes after marriage equality or Obergefell, that the Respect for Marriage Act will protect marriage equality in the country. Are you familiar with that?
I am, and was it only protecting marriage in the country if it came to a state that had allowed it beforehand?
That's where I was a little confused. I think if you're in a state, so if you're in a state that had already had, so say Connecticut or Vermont or Massachusetts
or New
something,
York even, yeah,
right, New York that had it before, but I don't know, because I think that's what they want to do, throw it back to the states, right, like everything else, which. You know, it's like somebody said years ago, if you threw slavery back to the states, how
we'd
would you feel
trouble.
About that?
Yeah.
Right? Because be you trouble. Can't, and sometimes you can't let the majority dictate laws to
rights.
The minority.
Yeah, but, like human rights are not something that you vote on. Majority, like, you know, winner take all with one vote, you know, it's 51 to 49 or whatever. It's like,
yeah,
it's crazy. Hey, before our next story, we want to bring you up to speed on a couple things here at the Focus Group. We're always happy to find new products in the men's grooming category, I should say. We want to welcome Mando, the all-in-one solution for those of us who value freshness from head to toe, to the Focus Group. Mando is a whole-body deodorant, a collection of products that keeps you fresh everywhere, and we do mean everywhere. I've been using it now for over a month, and I have three favorites we'll go to talk about in a second. But Tim and I thought here on the focus group, we'd have a little fun with this because in our world, we have the four P's of marketing. And many of you know, you've heard us talk about it. It's product, price, place, promotion. And we thought it would be fun to do the four P's of Mando. So Tim, take it away.
Right. The four P's of freshness, Mr. Nash. And the first one we're going to say is protection. And as you mentioned, it's not just for the armpits, but it's for other regions as well. Sometimes you call them the VIP zones or the private parts. But the big takeaway here with protection is it's odor-free for 72 hours, which I love because sometimes if you're working all day or you're traveling in particular, or I remember traveling to Japan and people have to take off the shoes, they've got products so that you help keep fresh for up to 72 hours, which is helpful.
P number two is actually the same as the four P's of marketing. It's placement, but in this case, it means where you can use it on your body. Mando is clinically proven to work wherever you need it. Of course, you can use it under your arms, obviously. We, Tim and I, like to say the Southern Hemisphere, or as they say, as Stuart used to say on, what was it, In Living Color, the Danger Zone.
The Danger Zone.
The place, oh no, the places you don't mention in polite conversation, but definitely you want to stay odor-free for 72 hours, so you can use it all over. And they do have a deodorant cream that I've been using. And I've been really, really surprised by it and very happy with it. So what's our third P?
So number three is scent, but to keep it in the P for the four P's, we're going to say perfume. So although it's technically scent, and Mando smells great. There's options like bourbon leather. There's one of my favorites, Clover Woods, and my absolute favorite, which is Mount Fuji, which is a eucalyptus mint. And you can also get unscented, but I'm a scent guy, so I'm delighted with the
yeah,
the
you're,
options that we
you're
have
careful there. About scent, though.
You yeah, like I know, a, but I like it.
You like a good scent, like a light scent, yeah. So for you to be pleased, that's a good thing. And finally, the most important P of all, price, which is the same as our marketing P's, because you guys, our listeners, always get a deal here on TFG Unbuttoned. Mando's starter pack comes with a solid stick deodorant, which I've been using. Cream tube deodorant, which I think you should definitely give a try. I've been using that too. Two free products of your choice, mini body wash or deodorant wipes. I've used the deodorant wipes as well, plus free shipping. And because you're a focus group and TFG listener, you get $5 off with our exclusive code. That's over 40% off your starter pack, which is the thing we would recommend you actually buy first. So it's Shop Mando, S-H-O-P-M-A-N-D-O, shopmando.com, and use the code FOCUS. It's not
focus.
So hard, right?
Focus, not so hard.
F-O-C-U-S, to get $5 off plus free shipping.
So again, support the show, support your hygiene, and give your precious portfolio protection. We all deserve to smell fresher and stay drier all day. And of course, with Mando, you get the confidence of that. Again, check at checkout, use our code, which is FOCUS, so we get credit for it. You know, John, I thought of four other P's. I wonder if we could do Pitts, Privates, Packages, and Paws.
you're a born copywriter. Okay.
Yeah. But on the tube, it says, you know, Pitts, Packages, and Feet. But maybe we could do Pitts, Privates, Packages, and Paws. We'll see.
Paws.
But anyway, I guess.
Especially if you're a fur baby household. Like
or a dog.
Thing.
Well, most men are dogs. So shopmando.com, use our discount code FOCUS for $5 off. It's a great deal, and we appreciate your support of them.
All right. Thank you, Mando. Now, our second story is from Delta Airlines, and it's a simple one. The airline banned a right-leaning comedian for posting a picture of one of their employees wearing a rainbow pin. And basically, he said on his post on, I think it might have been X, "Hey, Delta, why do we need to know our flight attendants eat pussy or suck dick? My God,
oh.
Is that needed to make the plane fly?" Here we go again with their idiotic, you know. Of course, if there had been a rifle on as a pin, or maybe, you know, who knows, they would have thought it was fine. Delta banned this particular person for flying on the airline for life. His name is Tyler Fisher. And while that may seem dramatic to some, you know, his First Amendment rights give him the ability to say what he did, but it doesn't allow him to post a picture of a person, and it doesn't stop the company from actually enforcing their own rules of courtesy and proper behavior during flying. It was just one of those weird stories, right?
Yeah, I thought so too, and you're exactly right. There's certainly freedom of speech, but there's also freedom for Delta to decide whether they're going to service you or not and have you fly their plane. And in this case, they thought he took a step too far and certainly posting about the flight attendant, and said no more flying. I often wonder about these no-fly lists. I wonder if, so if Delta puts you on a no-fly list, do they share that with the other airlines, I wonder?
I don't think so. I think that's not the same as like the TSA no-fly list.
Right.
And I love the conclusion of this, though. Comedian Tyler Fisher was banned by Delta for an incendiary post. He is now asking Elon Musk to help him.
For what?
What the hell? Like, where have we come to that that Elon Musk is popping up everywhere? Like, you know, I don't know. It's anyway, that was the Delta story. And our last one's a really simple one, actually. It's about potato chips. And basically, a bag of potato chips costs about 50% more than it did 10 years ago. And one of the reasons, the big reason why is climate change. The bulk of our potatoes are grown in Idaho or in Washington State. I think Pennsylvania also grows a great deal of potatoes, but the chips are definitely made in PA. And what this article I found basically talks about is as the crops change, as the yields change, thanks to the warmer weather that we've been having, and that's record setting the last few years, the earth has never recorded temperatures this high, at least since we've been keeping records on it. It's affecting potato growing and, of course, ultimately, potato chip manufacturing. So
right.
All these little things that people just kind of ignore, like the climate change is put in a big bucket of either you believe it or you don't. But on the ground, there's real world consequences happening to industries you would never suspect.
Yeah, I can't say it any better. But I was surprised about potato chips because you hear about a bunch of other sort of things with climate change and crops and whatever. And I didn't think of potatoes, but I guess we're going to have to find new places to grow them with these so the soil doesn't get so warm, huh?
Or that we do both. We find a new place and we start tackling climate change as best we can because it's
tackling the next 4 years, Nash.
No, thank you for that reminder.
Buy your chips now. Hurry up.
Stock up on chips now. Yeah,
chips and eggs.
All right. So at the start of the podcast today, we mentioned that Critics' Choice Video, America's classic movie and TV authority since 1987, has been a partner of ours here on TFG Unbuttoned. And we would really like it if you visited their site by going to ours, focusgroupradio.com, and clicking on the Critics' Choice Video logo and begin to go down the rabbit hole. Tim and I sort of play this game where we call up ccvideo.com, and then I look at the page I get, and I'm always amazed at how there are things on here that it's almost like, oh, they plucked it out of my head. So I have on my page the original movie of The Day the Earth Stood Still. Love this movie. It's a classic. Star Wars, the original Star Wars, A New Hope. Joan Crawford in Humoresque. How perfect is that they put her in there? And a couple other things. And a Bee Gees, number one hits, you know, and Bee Gees takes me all the way back to a lot of memories of being a teenager. What was on yours?
So on mine, so as you mentioned, the spring sales going on. Mine, I laughed when I saw it come up, Airplane.
Oh, my God.
Airplane.
Have you watched that lately?
I haven't. And so I laughed when it came up. So Airplane and Airplane 2, the sequel. The sequels never seem to work for me. But you can get Airplane and the sequel for under $11 right now on DVD, two movie collection. I laughed at that. And then I had a Doris Day movie pop up, The Ballad of Josie.
Oh.
Which
I don't
wasn't
even
sure.
know that one. Do
I
you?
Don't either. No. And so I laughed about that. And then South Park, which... I've been reintroduced to South Park. I don't tune in regularly, but on social media now, I've been getting clips, and I am shocked about some of the stuff that they get away with. And of course, I find it funny, but I guess as a cartoon, you can do a lot more than you can if you were real people. So there was a South Park series collection there as well. So hey, thanks everybody for joining us today, and again, big thanks to our friends at Critics' Choice Video. It's America's classic movie and TV authority since 1987. They've been with us since we've started here on TFG Unbuttoned. So we appreciate your support of them and their support of us. We hope everyone has a good week. Be sure to catch us on The Focus Group with Tim Bennett and John Nash on Wednesdays. Find out all about us at focusgroupradio.com. Take care, and we'll see you next time on TFG Unbuttoned.
It's the Focus Group Unbuttoned with Tim Bennett and John Nash. Available every Tuesday. Learn more about Tim and John, Unbuttoned, and all of the Focus Group platforms at focusgroupradio.com.